It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, and I'm delighted to once again have on the program Sean Waterman, Washington Times national security reporter and our expert on cyber attack, cyber security, cyber, well, whatever it is. We always have to go to Sean when we hear of this. China's military accused of hacking scheme, cyber attacks tracked to Shanghai Intel unit. That got my attention. So, what are we talking about here? A private security company in Alexandria stumbled across something?
Oh, they didn't stumble across it. There's months, if not years, of work gone into the report, which was issued yesterday by Mandiant. What they managed to do was to track these guys back through the intermediate machines that hackers often take over to hide their tracks. And found that they were all logging on from internet addresses located in this Pudong New area, which is a suburb of Shanghai. And in particular, they narrowed it down to one neighborhood, which basically only has one building in it, which is this 12-story tower that houses the third department of the People's Liberation Army General Staffs, which is sort of equivalent to the United States National Security Agency.
Hmm.
So responsible for electronic intelligence and eavesdropping.
All right, so my next question would be, can we assume the Chinese said they had nothing to do with it?
Yeah. Actually, we don't have to assume they did say it, as they do every time. And I mean, this is one of the things, really, that makes the sort of Chinese attitude to this a little bit different and a little bit frustrating for some intelligence professionals. Because, you know, generally speaking, if you accuse a Western nation, like the United States, for example, of any kind of espionage activity, you know, they'll say, well, we don't like to talk about those things in public. You know, it's a non-denial denial, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
The Chinese actually come out and say, oh, we don't do this. We are completely innocent. We are the victims of hackers from the United States. You know, they're not really playing the game, Andy.
Mm-hmm. The fact that the president brought up cybersecurity in a State of the Union address, not a coincidence now? Is that what I sort of get from this?
Well, there's been a lot of concern and successive administrations, actually, about this. And I mean, what happened last week with the State of the Union was that the president had signed that day an executive order because, you know, Congress, which has been trying for 5 years to pass some kind of legislation to help the government tighten up control of these computer networks, which most of which are in the private sector, Andy. So he'd signed that executive order and he talked about it a bit. And, you know, there's a, I guess, you know, you could say of cyber at the moment, there's a lot of it about, you know. There's a lot of these reports dissecting forensically individual hacks. And there's a lot of discussion up on Capitol Hill about what the next step is, because most people seem to agree that that in addition to the executive order last week, we do need some kind of legislation. And the problem is that no one can agree what measures ought to be in it.
Well, what kind of action could we take? Would there be sanctions? I mean, do we have any kind of plan?
That's the interesting thing, because the measures in the executive order and indeed in the various forms of proposed legislation are all defensive. But, you know, if you talk to cybersecurity experts, they'll tell you it's really very difficult to defend your way out of this problem. It's a bit like the terrorism problem, as the IRA said to the British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher after she narrowly survived their efforts to kill her in Brighton. You have to be lucky every time. We only have to be lucky once.
Mm-hmm.
The defenders have to be right every time, and the attackers only have to be right once in cyber. So there is this question of what can we do to raise the cost. That's how they talk about it. Because at the moment, the cost of an attack or the potential cost, even if you're found out, is pretty much zero.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, there's no consequences for these people. The criminals live in places like Russia where law enforcement is bribable or deliberately turns a blind eye. And, you know, in the case of China, we believe that most of these hackers are actually either military personnel themselves or contractors working for the Chinese government. So what the administration wants to do today, it's rolling out a strategy to protect intellectual property. And, you know, that's thought to involve fines and trade sanctions and things of that nature when countries are not sufficiently safeguarding U.S. intellectual property, mm-hmm. or the intellectual property of U.S. firms. But the other thing that they started to do rather quietly last year is to appoint a special network around the country of prosecutors in U.S. Attorney's Office with special clearances so that they can look at classified intelligence and start to put together a case against some of these countries, or maybe officials in the countries, or maybe, and this is the sort of, this is where it could get very interesting, I think, maybe the companies that are benefiting. Because what's being done here, Andy, is years and years of research and development, investment, testing, is just being stolen. Blueprints, finished plans, business strategies, hundreds of terabytes of data being stolen by these Chinese hackers, and the information is obviously getting into the hands of companies that are competing with U.S. companies, right? Mm-hmm. Chinese mm-hmm. companies that are competing with U.S. companies.
Right.
That's the sort of weak link in the chain, because even if you could get the evidence to indict a colonel in the People's Liberation Army, I mean, he's not going to worry, is he? He can just hunker down in Beijing or Shanghai. You know, and unless he goes on holiday to the wrong country, he's sort of beyond the reach of the U.S. prosecutors. But companies yeah. have to do business in the world. They have to do business in jurisdictions outside of China, so they are gettable at.
You and I have talked about cyber threats in the past quite a few times. Is there any reason to believe we, meaning the U.S. government, has gotten better at detecting and dealing with these threats? Do we have a designated cyber team of some type?
Well, I mean, one of the problems about this, Andy, is that, you know, it's such a complicated question. A lot of the networks that where you could really do the worst kind of damage, attacks with a real-world impact, opening dams, you know, shutting down the power grid,
right.
turning off the computer system in a hospital, all of those things involve networks that are owned and operated by the private sector, not by the U.S. government.
Okay.
So, and, you know, one of the fights about cybersecurity legislation was that the bill that had been proposed by a number of people in the Senate, principally Joe Lieberman and Susan Collins, but also Senator Rockefeller from the Commerce Committee, that bill envisaged a huge regulatory structure, which would be in the less than capable, I'm afraid to say, hands of the Department of Homeland Security. And there was a lot of concern about that, you know, that if you start this huge regulation, it'll all just get balled up in red tape and won't make anything more secure. I mean, I think that what has changed over the past few years, and I've definitely noticed this doing my reporting, is, you know, when I started looking at these attacks, these thefts of intellectual property, there was a campaign called Titan, which is codenamed Titan Rain, against the National Laboratories. Gosh, I mean, nearly 10 years ago now, eight or 9 years ago, and you couldn't get an official to say the word China.
Yeah.
You know, even on background, no one wanted to point the finger. You know, that was very frustrating, I think, for a lot of people inside the government who were looking at classified intelligence that told them it was quite clearly the Chinese government. I mean, I was reading some of the WikiLeaks cables yesterday, Andy, and, you know, there's one from November 2008, right? So 4.5 years ago, that basically shows that the Department of Defense, 4.5 years ago, had basically done exactly what Mandiant's done yesterday, right? Tracked the IP addresses back to Shanghai, watched these guys, you know, exfiltrating data, stealing data, watched them, you know, logging on to their Twitter and Facebook accounts during their union-mandated meal breaks, I suppose. And, you know, it's not stretching a point too far, in my view, Andy, to say that that cable shows that for 4.5 years, probably longer, the U.S. government has known what we all know now. And the question is, I think in my mind, a lot of people's mind, what have they been doing about it? Now, reassuring, I suppose, in some ways, to think that there was some super-secret unit of internet ninjas somewhere,
mm-hmm.
you know, hacking the Chinese military networks. I mean, they've got the same vulnerabilities all of us have, you know. They're very cagey. Officials are very cagey. They don't want to talk about offensive cyber operations. But
it sure would be nice to have, you know, that mutually assured destruction piece of the puzzle, you know. You guys are going to do this to us. We're going to do it to you.
Well, the problem is that the United States is sort of in a unique position because of the level of development of its scientific industries, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what kind of intellectual property would you be stealing from China?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I'm sure that they've got some military secrets and so forth, plans and specifications for their weapons systems and so on, all of which would be of great interest to the US military. But I don't think this kind of economic espionage that we're talking about, you know, that's in the Mandiant report, that kind of economic espionage, it's hard to see how you would turn the tables on China in that regard.
Mm-hmm. All right, folks, if you have the opportunity, check this story out. It's very important. China's military accused of hacking scheme, cyber attacks tracked a Shanghai intel unit. It's by Sean Waterman, Washington Times national security reporter. Sean, always good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Andy.
358, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT.